Ford Field is on the horizon. Whoever wins today has to change their Thanksgiving plans. It's the Division 8 state semifinals of the MHSA playoffs between the Breckenridge Huskies and the Harbor Beach Pirates. Hello and welcome from a snowy Chesaning, Michigan. You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for today's broadcast. Alongside of me, as always, is a true professional, even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hanson.
Thank you, Clark. I'm good to be back. Happy to be back after my hiatus last week, but friendly confines here at Chesaning High School, and glad to be back.
It's been 27 days since the MHSA playoff field was announced, with 32 teams all dreaming of a state title. Now we are down to our final four teams in Division 8, and the stakes could not be any higher. Not only is it win or go home for the fourth straight week, but now it's also win and go to Ford Field for a state championship.
And how great would that be? It was just a handful of years ago we saw Harbor Beach succeed and go to Ford Field. Could we see it again today?
The Breckenridge Huskies have been blasting through opponents this football season with a perfect 12-0 record. They've been doing it with a powerful offense as well as a defense that can be best described as stifling. Breckenridge enters today coming off of a trip to the UP where they took out the Ishpeming Hematites through a foot of snow and a final score of 12-6.
Just what you'd expect with a UP game, but brutal weather, not just snow, high winds, low temperatures. The Huskies, though, were able to prevail.
Breckenridge's foe, though, today would be the hometown Pirates of Harbor Beach. The Orange and Black have won 11 straight since being tripped up in week number 2 against Marlette. Ever since that game, Harbor Beach has been tackling opponents left and right with a dangerous blend of a power run game and a suffocating defense. The Pirates come into this game riding a 35-0 shelling of Flint Beecher a week ago.
Wow, I know I wasn't here, but what an impressive beatdown on Beecher by the Pirates. It's a big-time win for them, showcasing a potentially strong offense as well as this top-notch defense.
Coming up on your WNLW Sports pregame show, we'll take a look at other area games, host our media roundtable, and of course, it's all leading up to the game of the week, the Breckenridge Huskies against the Harbor Beach Pirates in the state semifinals.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does ThumbCell cover the thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. ThumbCell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
Hi, it's Mike, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, our shop and parts department is open too. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our newly opened wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Reiter, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, More Motor Sales of Carroll, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, More Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Seapling, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Elber Insurance Agencies of Port Hope and Harbor Beach, D&M Cabinet Shop, Countryside Sales and Service in Stacks Market of Owendale, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLLB Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Dan Banky, and Rochelle Thompson with your call today from Chesaning, Michigan. Today marks our 13th broadcast of the football season for WLLB Sports. When we started this campaign, it was 81 degrees out and we were sweating. And speaking of sweating, it was exactly a week ago, almost down to the hour, that our very own Dave Hansen took the leap of faith and married his now wife, Abby. It was a great day of celebration with friends and family, but now, 7 days later, Dave is back in the booth with his original broadcast partner.
You are very right, Clark, and glad a couple of you guys could join. It was a beautiful day with a beautiful bride, but back to business, and it's football season still here in Chesaning, so...
Filling in for Dave was our in-game analyst of Tom Sorensen. He had big shoes to fill and a tall task to order, but he did it with flying colors. Even making his strong side debut on Sunday, I'd like to take this time to personally thank Tom Sorensen for his efforts last week, but more importantly for bringing the good luck back to the Harbor Beach Pirates in a shutout victory against Flint Beecher in some of the craziest football weather I've ever seen.
And thanks again, Tom. You did a fantastic job, and I thought you were an excellent fill-in choice, and I'm just glad I didn't lose my job. I'm glad I'm getting to come back this week. So thanks again, Tom.
Well, one of the problems was he's too tall. I couldn't see over him to see the stats. Oh. That's realistically the problem there. But it's only taken 13 weeks, but for the first time all season, our director of sports information had the shorter drive than us. That would be Doug Cole. Each week, Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan for the WLW Sports Network and handles both the offensive and defensive stats simultaneously. Doug, you probably didn't know what to do with all the spare time today.
No, especially last night. It was my first Friday in Livonia in a while, and I didn't know what to do. It was a rare occurrence this fall.
I just want to point out that this is the first time we've arrived at any facility before Doug, just so you know, and he had the shortest drive. So the first time all season, maybe ever, that's ever happened.
But for good reason.
Yep, you know what? We had to do the Dining with Doug segment today, and so I told Clark this morning saying I might be running a little late, and so I stopped at the Junction Restaurant, which is about 6 miles west of downtown Chesaning. Yeah, right off M57. It was really good.
What'd you have?
Oh, of course. I got scrambled eggs, bacon, hash browns, and white toast.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple, yep.
Dining with Doug in week number 13. All right. Also with us